It is one thing to go to a town where they worship idol and begin to set the idol homes ablaze. And when they ask you, you say, there is no power in these gods. Indeed, in truth, there is no power in them. But such thing that you did cannot allow you to be able to preach the gospel, because you will not be welcomed, you'll be rejected. And thereby you have pushed them into making more sacrifices in order to rebuild an altar of where there is no God. The Bible says that, lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy way acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. God is not disputing the fact that you have understanding. He knows you have understanding. But he said, don't trust your understanding, because your understanding is carnal. His understanding is spiritual. A man that is born of the flesh will always be of the flesh. A man that is born of the spirit will always be of the spirit. And until you, that you claim to be born of the spirit, reflect the spirit nature of God, then you'll be limited in life. A lady called me today. I received several calls today. One of the calls that I received was a lady in distress. She said, I'm confused. I'm tired of all these men of God. Something in me would have just said, if you're tired of men of God, why did you call me? Because I'm one. But something allowed me to just keep my peace. And she lamented and lamented. She said, I watched one of your videos, and the video touched my spirit. And I searched for your number and I called. Before I could say one word, she said about 10,000 words. I told her to be at peace. What is the problem? She said, I'm depressed. I'm angry. I'm restless. I said, before you complain, can we pray so that you will find peace? She said, okay, we prayed. 2 minutes after prayer, she found peace. And I said, now tell me what's the problem. There's a solution you will carry. Wherever people are, they will look for you. It is not because that you are the creator of that solution. But that solution habits in you. So you host the solution. People will seek you because they want that solution. And never take the glory of what God deposited in you for his will. Never take the glory to yourself. Because when you take the glory to yourself, if God takes that from you, then you will provide yours. She said she met a pastor that charged her 30,000. After they prayed, they took her to a chamber and they started bringing certain kind of skeletons and making sacrifices. She said, my spirits do not agree with what you're doing. The man said, it is in the Bible. First thing I thought, I said, first of all, ma'am, the person you meet is a false prophet. Works with the spirit of divination. And something happened to me while I was telling her that. I told her, ma, I noticed there is no joy. She said, there's no joy in me. There's no joy. I have peace now, but there's no joy. We prayed a little more in the spirit. I told her, how you feel? She said, I feel happy. When I ended the call, I found that we say we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. But how many of us are aware of the devices of the devil? How many of us can actually stand and say, I know the devices of the devil? Not the device of the devil, but the devices of the devil. You can be a human yet a Christian, but the devil can host in you. Not as a spirit being. Whatever possesses you, hosts you. Whatever you are a slave to becomes your master. The one thing we know that is wrong is that it's bad to tell a lie. It's bad to fornicate. It's bad to live an adulterous life. But 80% of men and 80% of women that are out there, the society has made it so common that when you are in a relationship, having sex is the right thing. That is what it actually means to be called courtship. Haven't we broken the vows of God? And we have lived to the extent whereby we train our spirit not to find fault or feel guilt about it. We've trained our spirit that when a woman gets to the age of 25, she has to rush to get married. And yet somebody called Sarah got to the age of 70 and still gave birth. What happened to you calling yourself a Christian? But yet when you get to the age of 30, you believe there is a spirit. I'm not saying it is not possible. It's possible the spirit can be involved. But when we get to that age, we believe there is no more time. That same time, you're not the giver of it. So why do you complain there is no time? Because men have learned not to wait on the Lord. We say we wait on God, but we plan ahead of God. And when the Bible says, lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy way, acknowledge him. I'm not here to cast a burden today. I'm here to lift one. But if you and I cannot change the atmosphere in our environment, then we are limiting God in that environment. God will always find a man in whom he can express himself, his full nature. But God will always be limited if a man does not hearken unto his own word. We sing a song, until I'm deep in lust with you, until I'm deeper in love with you, until my only gaze is you, spirit keep brooding. We rejoice and we feel all glad. But in your place of work, in your place of business, in your place of living, does that same reflection that you claimed in the house of God reflect in you? You pray and ask God, Father, I want my gifts. And the gift of prophecy is given. The gift of healing is given. The gift of interpretation is given. But how many times have you exercised that gift? It's dormant. So that gift is useless to you. And yet you pray, you say, Father, I want more of you. Take all of me. The little of him that you have received, what have you done for it? What have you done with it? Is it about absorbing and downloading the things of God? Then when you get back home, there is no expression of the word of God. Father, I wish I have the same grace like Babalola. I wish I have the same grace like David Oyedepo. I wish I can see in the spirit like Paul. Paul didn't wake up seeing in the spirit. He was first made blind. His blind point was his waiting point. A man waited on God, not just because he was blind. If Paul was allowed to preach with blindness, he would gladly do it. Because while he was on that bed, he was praying in the spirit. No food, no water. For 3 good days, a man never slept. Because a man encountered his maker. And when he encountered his maker, he set himself apart for 3.5 years to study his maker. The things of this life has occupied our lives so much that we don't really have that time anymore. The most precious thing you can ever give to God is your time. People wonder, why is it that I have to sow a seed or give to someone? Why must I give an offering to the church? Because your offering also signifies your time. Because you work so hard to get that money. When people pay you, they don't pay you because you are good. They pay you for the time labored. That is why in certain countries, they pay you per hour. Some pay you per walk. That is why you can meet some certain people. They will say, in order for me to carry this from here to here, you pay me 30 naira per one. You are paying them not for their efforts. You are paying them for their time. Every payment you get is a result of time. So when you sow, no matter how small it is, you support the things of God. You can't make God big. With or without you, God is still valuable. Whether you give your life to Christ or not, He still remains God. You can't change who God is. How many times have you sat down here listening to the message of God? How many times have you said you have sit a brother and a sister down to download this message to their life? Your life does not reflect it. You still don't preach it. Then why waste time in church? You have friends on your WhatsApp list that all they do is they tell you your clothes is beautiful. You look nice. How many times have you told them, brother, can I tell you about Jesus? I have so many people that when I go to their WhatsApp timeline, I see so many things. What I do is that it's so heavy. It's so heavy. Some of them, I pick their names and I go to the prayer point and I pray for them. How many have you done? Are you among those that will look at the video and be like, look at this person. This is dead already now. You won't make heaven with the kind of way he's dressing. And you go, what makes you a Christian is to talk to that person or get his name and intercede on his behalf. No Christian wants anybody to die. Jesus never killed anyone. If Jesus never killed anyone, and yet he said, I'm the exact image of the Father, and that whatever I see my Father do, I do, then that means in the Old Testament, God never killed anyone. Even God said, I've never killed. So we are killing. Who commanded the fire? For even when the disciples said, should we do like Elijah did and command fire? Jesus cautioned them. He said, do you not know that I can pray to my Father to send down 12 legions of angels? We're talking about 72,000 angels to fight for my behalf. But you, every single moment, you raise a sword of death. The gospel must be preached. That same time you think you have, we don't have it. It's high time we wake up. This message is to every one of us because we are carriers. We are ambassadors of Christ. If this is the only thing I share today and I drop the mic, I am blessed. Sometimes we have to beg certain people to come to church. The hour has come where you walk in an office and you tell, Oga, I respect this job, but once it is 4 o'clock, once it is 3 o'clock, I will leave for a prayer. And I'll do that consecutively for every week. Will you permit me? The man rather chooses yes or no. Your stand determines what he sees. A man can reject you today. Tomorrow, you will be the builder. We are so much afraid of being rejected. For even Christ was rejected. So the moment you become a Christian. But the funny thing is that when Christ was rejected, he became the cornerstone. When he was rejected, he became the pillar and the source of everything. Your rejection is not meant to break you. It is meant to strengthen you. I was in the office with somebody that I wanted to pray with. I said, let us pray in the spirit. I said, in Jesus' name. Before we prayed for 1 minute, the young person is already on the ground. And I was shocked. I was like, we have not started. And she just knelt down there and be praying. And after we prayed for 10 minutes, only 10 minutes, her whole body was shaking. She was terrified. And that same fire that you carry, we sing a song, "Light Me, Lord. Light Me, Lord." You want God to light you. He's willing to light you. But when He lights you, what will He do? If your life is to be taken from you this very moment, and you get to heaven, what will you tell Father? When finally your eyes is open to know all things, and you found out that since the age of 18, you are supposed to be a leader. Before you get to the age of 20, you were meant to be a fire bringer. That before you get to the age of 30, you are meant to be the first man or the first woman to bring forth a new dimension of revival. And yet you are 35. The fire has not even come. You have not seen your burning bush. And you stand before the King of Kings in tears. And you look at the person whom you call your father, and the light reflects from him. The glory that pours out of him gushes you. And in 1 second, you realize that you were the prodigal son. And you say, "Father, even if to be a cleaner in the house in heaven, let me be." He will say, "No, you are my son." But you will not be rewarded. But the love of the Father will be with you. But though you are in heaven, you will still feel pain because you left unfulfilled. What do you reflect? There are some people I have to call. I'll be like, "Please come to the church." I'm not calling you to come to the church because I need anything from you. But I'm calling you so that you will be a partaker. He said, "For all I've seen, I'm falling short of the glory of God. Until my only gaze is you, Spirit keep brooding over me, till I look more like you.
Until my only gaze is you, Spirit keep brooding over me, till I look more like you. Until I'm deep and lost in you, Spirit keep brooding over me, till I look more like you. Until my only gaze is you, say.
Until my only gaze is you, Spirit keep brooding over me, till I look more like you. My whole life is yours.
Holy Spirit, do what you want. Holy Spirit, take over now.
My whole life is yours. Minutes, begin to mean this.
Holy Spirit,
do what you want.
High enough.
Holy Spirit, take over now.
Hi, my God.
Cause my whole life is yours.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, do what you want. Holy Spirit, take over.
My
Yahweh, oh, my Yahweh, oh, my Yahweh, oh, my Yahweh, my Yahweh.
Somebody open your mouth, say,
my Yahweh, oh my Yahweh, oh my Yahweh, oh my Yahweh.
Can you say, my lover, my lover, oh
my lover, oh my lover.
Can you declare those words?
My lover.
That word you are saying has a meaning.
My lover.
My lover, lover. Yeah.
My lover. Oh, my lover. Oh, my lover.
Oh, my lover.
We have to come to the part and the point of intimacy with God. I think one of the prayers we need to pray is, Father, I want to be intimate with you. Father, I want to be in love with you. See, the moment you start saying, I love you, Jesus, your spirit might not agree with what your words are saying, but never stop saying it. You see, our mind is programmed to believe whatever it says frequently. That is why you are taught that 1 + 1 = 2. Because while you are in nursery 1, 1 + 1 = 2. When you get to primary 1, 1 + 1 = 2. When you get to primary 2 to primary 6, 1 + 1 = 2. When you get to JS1 to JS3, 1 + 1 = 2. When you get to SS1, 1 plus 1 changed. Because that was what they call further mass. And you begin to rethink and rebuild. So even when you don't feel the love, and you know you want to love him, then tell him you love him. Announce it. You shout it. Be in a class. Shock them. Ah, I love you, Jesus. And they say, what is wrong with you? You say, Kai, I love you, Jesus. They say, have you received a lot? Kai, I love you, Jesus. Is your exam out? Kai, Jesus, I love you. And you stand up with joy and you walk out of the class. The next day you do the same thing. Before you know it, the next day you do, someone else will join you. Because when you say, I love you, you bring his presence down. Go to a class and say, in Jesus' name. You see 2 or 3 people that will say, amen. They don't know why you are saying in Jesus' name, but they will follow. Because the name of Jesus carries on authority. We have been taught that whenever you hear the name of Jesus, is to say amen next. We have been programmed that way. And most people don't even know the meaning of amen. In your place of work, wherever you go to, be it in school, carry that Jesus. That's what they call, they say, catalyst. Speeds up the rate of what? Chemical reaction. So one has to be a catalyst. Your job is to speed up. How many times have you seen someone on the road preaching the gospel and you actually stop and sit with the person and watch him preach to people? You're a Christian. And while you walk on the roadside, you see people preaching the gospel. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You just walk past. That is your father kingdom they're talking about. You did not even stop to say, take pure water. You just walk past like an enemy of the kingdom. The love of God, that I love Christ, is not about loving him. He said, if you love me, you will obey me. Any woman or a man that claims to love someone must come to a point of obedience. In case you don't know, rebellion is witchcraft. If I tell you stand and you sit, you are witchcraft. And the Bible suffered not the witch to live. How many times have you been called a witch by your own self because of your action? Until the church come to the point, you don't need to be told when to come to church. You come to church, whether the pastor is there or not, you are connected. You talk about things of the spirit. Why can't you practice it? Why can't we one day practice it? You call your pastor. Pastor, when will you be praying tonight? He says 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, you sit down and in the spirit, you connect yourself to the church. And as the man of God is praying, you also praying. And you begin with the eyes of your imagination. You begin to see yourself in a crowd. I prayed a certain time. And I felt angels around me. I knew we are at war. The battle has been won, but the manipulation has not stopped. He won the battle. He didn't end the manipulation. Upon Mountain Zion, there shall be what? And what? Holiness. And the house of CEO ministry shall possess their possession. Means that something was taken from them. The psalmist said, he restored my heart. It means your soul can be broken. He restored my soul. It means it is possible for your spirit to be okay, but your soul can be infected. When you get back home, what do you focus on doing? We have gotten to the extent whereby people can come boldly on social media and speak against men of God. And you're a Christian, you watch it. You are afraid to reply because probably you don't have enough points to defend that man of God. And you jump. And the body of Christ weakens. That same body you are connected to. A man of God preached so much, you love his message. But you don't want to share it on your timeline because you feel like you are promoting him. Rather, you prefer your own preaching, and yet you can't preach. You can't do it, and those that are doing it, you can't support. But let it be a comedy video. In less than 2 seconds, you have not watched it. But you just believe it's going to be funny. You share it on your timeline. Then you now watch it from your timeline in order to count your views. We are not ignorant of the device of the devil. Whereas you are a perfect example of the device of the devil. This is not what I want to preach. I'm not here to cast a burden. I'm here to lift one. But if it happened that it's casting on you, it's okay. But my purpose is to lift. We live in a church that in a world whereby people come to the house of God and to do a thing for the house of God. You say, okay, I can do this for you, but how much will you pay me? And the pastor might tell you that this is the house of God. But you say, I'm going to keep home before me, okay? House of God, get me, get the mercy. I am going to church. I'm going to come out quick and why I'll go. Because they have lost the sensitivity or the sensitiveness. There's a word like that of holiness. Does it mean the church is losing its value? No. We made the church to lose its value. Because we no longer value the blessings that are given spiritually. We value the blessings that come materially. The ones we can see and behold. As a young lady, a man comes to you and said, young lady, I like you. They always come with a deep voice. I like you. 2 years in marriage, you will never see that deep voice again. It will be, but I'm your son. And when a man says, I like you, the first question should not be, I like you, but is, do you know Jesus? It lets everything about you be an introduction of who Christ is. Even if you don't mean it, do it. A time will come, you will mean it. It's something happening in our spirit. The church have to wake up. I post videos, you see videos have 15,000 views. I always check the comments. People say, man of God, pray for me. I'm like, man of God, pray for you. From social media. Man of God, just speak into my life. From social media. Can't you trace the man of God to his place? His house of worship. Sit down and listen to him first before you ask him for prayer. Prayer is a communication, not to God, but to a being. The Muslims pray. The Islamics pray. The Hindu pray. Pray for you concerning what? The moment you say pray for me is because you have not realized that you can pray for yourself. But when you say, man of God, join me in faith and prayer, it's a different thing. If you're an unbeliever, it can be understood. Let it burn in you. You go to a timeline, a man of God preach, you like the message. Oh, this message carries powers. But the greediness that you have will never allow you to request for that video to post on your timeline. Because though you love the message, you are afraid of what people will say. The best post you have ever posted in social media is, I love you, Jesus. You should be ashamed to call yourself a Christian. If every day passes by, you never shared one word of God on your social media account, close that account and delete it. You are actually useless for the kingdom. I'm here to lift, not to cast. But if it's casting on you, it's okay. But my intention is to lift it. On your Instagram account, I'm here to face people on social media. On your Instagram account, all you follow is celebrities. The highest men of God, you follow maybe 5 or 6, 7 men of God. And yet you don't listen to any of their messages, but you like them. So that when people come, they will say, Emmanuel Okeke liked it. We're rash, you never listen to the message. And when someone goes to your timeline, you'll be like, if she or he likes such men of God, then her body shall reflect it. When I mean the body of Christ, the reflection of Christ in you should reflect it. And they go to your profile picture, you are like this, lost and confused. Some of them now go on Facebook and post. They tell the cameraman in the church, get me when I'm praying, get me. And they stay like this. And they get them. And they post it. And they say, Sunday in the spirit. You are not in spirit, you are in hell. It's not only when the fire burns that you are in hell. When you have failed the purpose of God upon your life, you're already in the pit of hell. You can be on earth and be in hell. Hell is the place where the presence of God is not felt. So if the presence of God is not felt in your life, you are where? In hell. In your place of work, ma, sir, can we do devotion? Every morning if I come, can we do devotion? No, we don't want it. Okay. Am I allowed to do devotion? Yes. Start it. They will look you, they will isolate you in a way. But The isolation is not because they don't like you. It's because they don't know you. Because you are not of the same caliber. There is something about you that must stand out in a crowd.
Until I'm deep in lost with you, Spirit keep brooding over me, till I look more like you. Until I'm deep in lost with you, Spirit keep brooding over me, till I look more like you.
We have to come to a place where you are in a ministry. You tell yourself that this ministry shall grow because I'm present. You believe the ministry needs seeker, you are the builder. I tell people this. I'm not the Jew of this ministry. I'm only a prophet. When we have other prophets, I'll become only a senior prophet. The Jew is God. Will forever be God. Until you come to that understanding, you will still be limited. The healing anointing that you have, what do you do with it? Until you appear in Zion and they call your name, Shadrach, and you say, sir, and you stand before the King of Kings. And they say, look at that screen, you will see your deeds. And you check that you spent 80 years on earth. Only 10 years you spent spreading the word of God. The rest 15 years you spent sleeping. The rest of the years you spent doing nothing that does not glorify God. Though you are in heaven, but you lost your purpose. Among you are sons that can raise the dead. A man was so anointed that when people die, 6 months after their death, he will go and sign on their grave, they will come back to life. A man was so anointed, he prayed, bars shut down. Give me Scotland or Adam. My job might be to cast this body. Your job might be to pray it down. You are a woman. There are women out there. They are prostitutes. Can't you come in love and come in group and approach them? Can I talk to you? You are afraid that if people see you among them, they will count you as one. And yet, our